It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from Emporia, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State and Emporia State, our doubleheader tonight along the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Porter here along with John Coffey with you for a second time today, just a little further south and west than the National Signing Day show a little bit earlier today with head football coach Rich Wright. But John, a couple of important basketball games here tonight. This Northwest women's team, when you usually come into Emporia, Kansas, you always fear the worst, but Emporia State this year not as strong as they've been, mainly due to a couple of injuries that they had prior to the start of the season, but I think it's an opportunity for this Northwest women to come out and perform strong.
Especially with the way Northwest has played the last couple weeks, with maybe the exception of the game on Saturday afternoon, they struggled against Lindenwood. But, yeah, they faced an Emporia State team. But at this point in the season, you don't see this record very often where they're 13-7 and 8-5 in the MIAA and lost some games. That kind of raises your eyebrow a little bit in the conference, but you're right, injuries really has hurt this team. And from the standpoint as well, that the injuries occurred to a couple of seniors that they were relying on to have a lot of senior leadership. And that's, I think, where they really miss those two girls out there on the floor, just the type of leadership they provide, and it's made a huge difference for Emporia.
Northwest Missouri State and Emporia State, our doubleheader. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
We're back in Emporia, Kansas, getting ready for Northwest Missouri State and Emporia State, our doubleheader tonight. This segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer co-founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South Kansas City. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Well, most typically this year, Thursday nights have been the busy nights in the MIAA, but a little busier evening on a Wednesday this evening with three other doubleheaders taking place in the conference other than what we will see here tonight. Missouri Southern is at home to face Southwest Baptist. Central Missouri playing in Warrensburg, taking on Pittsburgh State. And Washburn, the opponent for Northwest Missouri State on Saturday, they're at home to face Missouri Western. That means on the Thursday night, which is typically typically been heavy. Just a couple of basketball games, or doubleheaders anyway. The University of Central Oklahoma will host Nebraska Kearney, and Fort Hays State will travel to Northeastern State. Again, those two doubleheaders taking place tomorrow. A look around the MIAA is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Northwest Missouri State and Emporia State here tonight. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Shield. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks, large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Emporia State, joining us now is Northwest head coach Buck Shield. Coach, the team's got 2 out of 3 wins. I know since Christmas we've talked a lot about the progress your team has made. Are you kind of starting to see the fruits of that labor a little bit?
Yeah, you know, we'll see it at times. You know, right now for us, it's just we got to be a lot more consistent, especially once now that we're a little bit later here in the conference play and with the stretch of teams that we got coming up here these next four games. You know, we've got to have everything dialed in right from the start.
And when you look at the upcoming opponents, obviously they're going to be a challenge. They're good teams, have been consistently good teams, especially this week on the road. What's going to be some of the biggest lessons learned by some of your younger players playing these types of games?
I think the biggest thing for us is we have to come out and we've got to compete right from the start. And, you know, if we're not ready to compete, it could get out of hand. You know, Emporia is a real tough team, even tougher at home. You know, they've got some really good size inside that's athletic and aggressive. And then they've got some guards that can, you know, can beat you off the bounce as well as shoot well from the outside. And so, you know, we just have to go in and we have to compete. You know, I real feel like, you know, this past weekend we kind of got pushed around and bullied a little bit, and so we've got to show some fight and not just allow teams to just, you know, throw one or two punches and then we just sit back and keep taking them.
When you do find that the team is playing well, like in those wins, what are some of the things the team is doing to be playing that type of basketball?
Well, it really seems like, you know, throughout that stretch that we had, they were playing really well together, offensively really moving the ball, not just settling for shots, but getting good shots and getting their teammates shots. And defensively, throughout those games, we had really good communication and good rotations and things like that. And, you know, when we're not doing that stuff, it looks a little rough. And, you know, that's kind of how it was these past couple games. So hopefully, you know, we can kind of get back to that where we're doing the little things to, you know, really limit some of the areas that the other teams are really looking to expose.
You're talking about the defense playing together, the extra passes, things like that. We've seen some nice passes. How much of that is just them now having played with each other, getting to know each other?
I think that's got a lot to do with that, but also it is, you know, getting more comfortable within the offense and really just playing unselfish, wanting to see your teammates have success or your teammates knock down a shot or something like that. And, you know, a lot of that just comes with having that overall care for your teammates' success and your team overall.
Tonight, White Auditorium, obviously a very interesting place to play, I guess. Is there any way to prepare a player who hasn't played there for that atmosphere and what that arena brings?
Not really. You know, they really kind of just have to experience it for that first time and, you know, understand that there's going to be some constant yelling going on and the crowd's going to pick up as it gets later into the game and things like that. And so, you know, for us, I think some of our kids might just kind of look past it. You know, some of our freshmen that have played in some big games throughout their career, high school careers and things like that. And, you know, for our returners, they have to, you know, be solid and be stable while they're out there and not show any signs of intimidation or weakness and things like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you gotta just tip it up and go out and compete. And, you know, whatever the atmosphere is like, it is what it is. You gotta take care of yourself on the court and try not to let that become a factor.
I spoke to Sheila, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the JL Housing Company.
And we're back in Emporia, Kansas, getting ready for the matchup between the Northwest Missouri State women and Emporia State. Looking at the starting lineups for tonight, first for Northwest and head coach Buck Scheel. As the Bearcats bring in a record of 3-18 overall, they are 2-11 in the MIAA. Jalen Haggard is a 5'5" freshman guard out of St. Joseph Central High School, averaging 12 points and 1.5 rebounds a game. She leads the team with 49 assists so far this year and just one three-pointer made behind Mallory McAndrews, her most threes made this year, having hit 48 so far. Mallory McConkey is a 5'9" freshman guard out of Guilford, Missouri, a South Nottoway product, averaging 5 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. She also has 34 assists coming into this one this year. Mallory McAndrews, a 5'7" junior guard out of St. Joe and Benton High School, averaging 7.5 points and 1 rebound a game, as we mentioned a moment ago, leads the team with 49 three-pointers made and is also shooting those threes at a 40% clip this year. Tanya Meyer is a 5'10" senior forward out of Sioux City, Iowa, leading the team in scoring, rebounding, and steals so far this year, averaging 15 points and 9 rebounds a game. She's also taken the ball away from the opponent 19 times. Kehlani Maiava rounding out the starting lineup tonight, the 6-foot junior forward out of Garden Grove, California, averaging 6 points and 5.5 rebounds a game, has 19 block shots to lead the team this year. She was a blocking machine in the last couple of games at Bearcat Arena. Emporia State starters, Morgan Loudon is a 5'10" sophomore out of Paola, Kansas, averaging 9 points and 5.5 rebounds a game. Marissa Preston at 5'8", she is a junior guard out of Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 8 points and 1.5 rebounds a game, leads Emporia with 37 made three-pointers this season. Jessica Wayne is a 5'9" sophomore guard out of Kansas City, Kansas, averaging 9.5 points and 5 rebounds a game. J.C. Kramer, a 5'9" senior guard from Winchester, Kansas, averaging 9.5 points and 2.5 rebounds a game. And rounding out the starting lineup for head coach Jory Collins, Tyra Jones, a 6-foot junior forward from Detroit, Michigan. She's their leading scorer and leading rebounder, averaging 13.5 points and 7.5 rebounds a game. Get Emporia coming in with a 13-7 record overall. They are 8-5 in the MIAA. So there's a look at your starters. Northwest Missouri State and Emporia State, our matchup tonight. We'll be back with the tip right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio, the Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
We're back in Emporia, Kansas, as they're about to introduce the starters of the women's game for this matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Emporia State tonight. Northwest on the road this week. They will be at Washburn on Saturday. Matt Porter here along with John Coffey. John, a little later on with the men's matchup. Next week, you've got regional rankings that's come out, and I know that's one thing fans are kind of looking forward to, going to be looking at, been watching other teams in the region, that sort of thing. But for this Bearcat men's basketball team, tonight is what they're worried about.
And that is the case at Emporia State, a team that has struggled with the wins and losses, 8-14 coming in, just 3-10 in the MIAA, but you break that down a little further and look at their scores, there are a number of their losses where they've had a lead late in games, but just unable to come up with the win. Kind of like what we saw out of Missouri Western earlier this year, where they can play with just about everybody in the conference, but they just haven't had that one player to step up and make a big plays down the stretch to pick up more wins. But this is a place that's always a tough place to come in and play, and it's really the start of a couple of big games on the road this week. They've got Washburn on Saturday afternoon in Topeka. And one of the things talking with Ben McCollum a little bit earlier this week about was they've had a little trouble on the first game of some road trips playing with intensity. You'd like to see them play, so that's something you want to see them do this evening, is just come out and be a little more focused and be a little more intense in this matchup with Emporia State and play much better on the first game of a two-game road swing, and we'll have to see how that goes a little bit later on.
And what's interesting is a lot of times you get concerned with a big matchup like Washburn on Saturday, a team may be looking ahead, but with the culture the coaching staff has put in this team, that's one reason not to worry as much. And another, playing on a Wednesday rather than a Thursday this week, so you've got a couple of days to get ready for that game at Washburn, so there's no need to look ahead because you have time to prepare for that one.
And another thing I think that will mean probably a lot too for Coach Ben McCollum coming back to where he's served as an assistant coach for a number of years. He knows how well Emporia State teams can play here at White Auditorium and what this crowd means to the Hornets. So I think that's something that will be beneficial for the Bearcats to be ready to go tonight.
And turning their attention back to the women's game, when you talk about White Auditorium and this place, it's a really neat facility. When you look at the women's team, not a lot of experience playing in this facility. And really, there's no way, as we heard Coach talking about in the pregame, to prepare yourself for playing here except getting the experience of playing here.
Yeah, you just have to be here and go through this. And it's a really a neat old auditorium. The place acoustically holds the noise very well. And they've got a good crowd coming in, a place where they had a history of great women's crowds here just due to the successful women's program that's had here at Emporia. And, of course, you've got the band that plays a lot of brass over there that makes a lot of noise, and a drum set that this place is always loud, and that is something that you don't have at a lot of facilities around the MIAA. So, again, the noise level is something they'll have to watch for tonight.
Northwest in the road, black and green. Emporia State in the home, white and gold. And the tip will be controlled by Emporia. Jessica Wayne comes down with it. The point guard will set the first play of the ball game for Emporia State. Works it over to the right side on the wing. Now down low it goes to Tyra Jones. Turnaround jumper, no good. But a foul will send her to the free throw line as Kehlani Maiava is called for the first foul of this game. And that will put Tyra Jones at the line, where she is 79 of 116 this year. First of two is good. You know, we've seen a lot of good inside players for Emporia State over the years, a lot of them with more size than what we see from Tyra Jones, but her ability and her aggressiveness really make up for that. As she misses the second, and coming down with the basketball is Tanya Meyer for Northwest. Bearcats with their first possession, down 1-0. Right side, Jalen Haggard on the wing. Skips it across to the left for McAndrews. Inside it goes to Meyer. A couple of dribbles for her. She goes up with a shot on the right, and it's good for Tanya Meyer. So Meyer with the first points for the Bearcats. A one-point lead for Northwest. Emporia State with the basketball. Right side, Jessica Wayne tried to drive. Cut off. Gets it over to the left for Kramer. Kramer will work it to Marissa Preston. Preston to the free throw line. Now to Kramer in the right corner. She drives with it. Goes up with the floater. It's off the back of the rim. Jones with the rebound. Tried to go with the follow. Then put the ball on the floor and is called for a double dribble. So the turnover will give it back to Northwest Missouri State.
Going back to one of the things that Coach Hill mentioned in your pregame interview with him, he felt that a big thing for tonight's game will be a good start for Northwest. And we'll have to see how that goes here against this Emporia State team. Hopefully they can continue the way they've been playing in the first minute or so.
Right now a 2-1 lead for the Bearcats. Northwest also with the ball. It goes inside to Mahava. Mahava, the turnaround jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Jones with the rebound for Emporia. The outlet goes to Preston, who will work it ahead to Wayne. Drives the lane, misses the shot, but draws a foul. And we'll head to the free throw line for two. Mallory McAndrews picks up her first foul. It's two against the Cats, and Jessica Wayne to the line to shoot two for Emporia. Wayne is a 73% free throw shooter, and she hits the first here. Maria Dentlinger takes the place of Kehlani Ma'aba in the Bearcat lineup. Wayne's second free throw is good. So she hit them both. It's a 3-2 lead for Emporia State. Jalen Haggard with the ball for Northwest. 8:35 to play in the first quarter. Dentlinger works it to the left side for Meyer. Now to Haggard. Dribbles up toward the left wing. Gets it over to the right for Dentlinger. Takes the dribble. On to the left for McConkie. Now to the corner, Haggard. Inside, Meyer. Couple of dribbles for Meyer. Nearly knocked away. She picks it up. Goes up with a shot. Called for the travel. And that will give it back to Emporia State.
I do like the way Northwest is getting the ball inside early in this one. I think a lot of good things happen when they concentrate inside early in games.
Ball over to the left, J.C. Kramer. On the drive for Emporia. To the top of the key for Wayne. She'll work it on to the right side. Marissa Preston. She'll drive into the lane through a double team. Shot no good, but draws another foul. And all three fouls against Northwest have resulted in free throw attempts for Emporia State. This one is called on Maria Dentlinger. The first on her, and Preston to the line. It's been three different players that have stepped to the line for Emporia. And all of their 3 points have come from there, and the first one by Preston is good.
Preston came to the Emporia State program from Nebraska Omaha, and she came as a graduate assistant. They've discovered that she had one more semester of eligibility left, and with some of the injuries they've had, they've got her playing here in the second semester.
She hits both free throws, and it's a 5-2 lead. Emporia State without a field goal, leading Northwest Missouri State. Northwest with the basketball. Tanya Meyer at the top of the key takes a three. It's off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Jessica Wayne as Emporia State goes in transition. Now over to the left side. The ball stripped away from Morgan Loudon. Goes out of bounds, and an inbound coming now for the Hornets on the baseline right. So the inbound will come from the baseline right. J.C. Kramer hits it in on the right side to Loudon. Now to the top of the key for Wayne. Skips it over to Kramer, left side. Up to the top of the key, Preston now to the right. A three-pointer is good for Jessica Wayne. First field goal of the game for Emporia. 5 points for Wayne, and it's an 8-2 lead for the Hornets. Haggard on the drive. Shot good for Jalen Haggard, and she draws a foul. We'll get a three-point play opportunity for Northwest. Foul's called against Jessica Wayne. That's the first foul against the Hornets. And Kylie Coleman will come into the lineup for Northwest as Haggard will get one opportunity at the free throw line. A strong drive by Haggard. Got the ball up off the glass. Hits the shot, and her free throw is up and off the back of the rim. Rebound to Tyra Jones for Emporia State as the ball works ahead. Inside it goes to Loudon. Hits the shot off the glass. Good for Morgan Loudon. And it's a 10-4 lead for Emporia. 7:10 to play in the first quarter. Haggard works it to the right side for Northwest Missouri State. Gets a screen from Dentlinger. Now tried to go to her on the pick and roll, and it's taken away. Reaching in, getting a hand on it. Jessica Wayne works it ahead to Preston. She'll dribble on the right wing. Started by Haggard. Now gets a screen as she drives to the free throw line. This time they get the pick and roll underneath. The shot off the glass, no good for Loudon. And the rebound to Haggard. She'll push it the other way for Northwest. Pass ahead to McAndrews near the right sideline. Down top of the key, Coleman. Coleman will go right side. Haggard open, a three on the way. That's off the left side of the rim. Meyer trying to fight for the rebound with Morgan Loudon. Can't keep a hold of it. It goes out of bounds on the baseline, and Emporia State will have it. 10-4 game. Emporia with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 6.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Across midcourt, Marissa Preston works it over to the right side. Wayne on the wing to the top of the key with it. Gives it for Tyra Jones. Now on to the left, Kramer. Kramer tries to drive, kick into the right corner. A three-pointer on the way, and it's good off the glass for Marissa Preston. First three of the game for Preston, the team leading 38-3 of the season. And it's a 13-4 lead for Emporia with 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Coleman with a bounce pass inside to Meyer. It's taken away by Kramer. She'll lead the break for Emporia to the free throw line. Spins down the left side of the lane. Double clutch shot, no good. Jones with a rebound and follow inside. Tyra Jones with 3 points, and it's 15-4 Emporia. Haggard calls out the play as she crosses midcourt, brings it to the top of the key. Now to the left for Dentlinger. Underneath, a battle for position and a foul against Emporia State. This will be against Jessica Wayne, and that's going to be her second. She has both fouls called against Emporia in this first quarter. So she'll head to the sideline. Emily Miller onto the floor. Miller coming off the bench, averaging 11.5 points a game for Emporia State. Coleman takes the inbound to Haggard, top of the key. Started a drive, cut off, over to McAndrews. Now back to Haggard. On to the left for Coleman. Coleman brings it to the top of the key. Expires the dribble. Gets it to McAndrews. Guarded by Preston. Works it right side. Haggard. 10 on the shot clock. Now Coleman, top of the key. She'll try a drive down the left side of the lane. Loses a handle on the basketball. And it's going to be picked up by Jones for Emporia State. Outlet goes to Preston. She'll take it right to the hole off the glass. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped over to the left side. Emily Miller hits the shot. That'll be her first 2 points, and it's the 17-4 lead for Emporia as we work inside of 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Haggard over to the left side, to the top of the key for Meyer. Meyer drives down the lane with it, takes it to the hole. It's no good. The rebound inside for Tyra Jones, and a held ball call as Tanya Meyer able to reach in and get a hold of the basketball. Northwest will have it after a timeout. 4:43 to play in the first quarter. 17-4, the lead for Emporia State over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back in Emporia, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State and Emporia State, our matchup tonight. Tonight's game underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at the 5 Mile Corner, and Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, brothers Steve and Dan Miller. Northwest with the ball coming out of the timeout. Jalen Haggard on the right side, leaves it in the corner for Maria Dentlinger. She'll drive with it, kick it out to the left for Coleman. Coleman with the dribble, now to Haggard on the right side, drive, shot fake inside. Mele Tubuana left wide open, hits the layup for Northwest. Melanie Tupuwata with her first points. 4:22 to play in the first quarter. 17-6 to lead for Emporia State. Now over on the left side, J.C. Kramer with it. She'll put up a three from the wing. In and out, no good. Tupuwata with position inside, gets the rebound, and draws the foul against Tiana Malala. That'll be the first on Malala. And into the lineup for Emporia State comes Madison Ralston, taking the place of Morgan Loudon. Jalen Haggard working against Marissa Preston in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Out of Tupuwata on the left side. On the perimeter. Over to the right, Haggard. Open for three. Nothing but net for Jalen Haggard. Haggard hits her 49th three of the season. That ties Myler and Candrews for the team lead. And now a drive on the left side for J.C. Kramer for Emporia State. 17-9 the lead for the Hornets. Over Northwest, 3:42 to play in the first quarter. Drive by Emily Miller, kick into the left corner, three-pointer on the way, and good for Marissa Preston. Second three of the game for Preston, 20-9 the lead for the Hornets. Northwest Missouri State with it, now 3:28 to play in the first quarter. McAndrews on the left wing, guarded by Kramer, between the circles, Haggard, over to the right, Dentlinger. Dentlinger to the right elbow, kicks it out left side for Coleman. Now to Haggard, resets the offense from between the circles. On to the left side, McAndrews. To the free throw line, backs it out, works it over to Coleman on the left. Gives it up for Haggard. Haggard with one on the shot clock, loses the handle on it, picked up by Dentlinger, but she can't get a shot off in time. The ball will go back to Emporia State as Tanya Meyer checks back into the lineup. And Macy Williams checks in for the first time this evening for Northwest. Callie Martin into the lineup for Emporia State. She'll run the point. Hornets leading 20-9. On the right side of the wing, Emily Miller with it. Out of by Coleman, brings it to the free throw line with a dribble. 15-foot shot is good. A little bit awkward on the shot, but it went. 4 points for Miller. And it's a 22-9 lead now for the Hornets. Northwest Missouri State with it. Pass inside to Meyer. Meyer squares up. Kicks it back out to Macy Williams, right side. She'll drive baseline into the left corner. Haggard takes a three. Got it. Haggard spun that one in. The second three of the game for Jalen Haggard. And it's a 22-12 game. Emporia State with the lead in the basketball. 2:23 to play in the first quarter. On the left side, Martin works it toward the top of the key. Jenna Malala will work it over to the right side. Open for three. Miller, she takes it. It's off the back of the rim. And Williams there for the rebound for Northwest. Across midcourt she goes. Left side, Meyer open for three. That one off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound for Emporia State as Malala comes out of there with it. J.C. Kramer onto the right side for Miller. To the free throw line with the dribble. Spins, kicks it out to the wing, Ralston. Tried to back down on the block, can't get in there, so she'll kick it out. It works to the top of the key for Malala. Over to Kramer on the left side. Free throw line, now to the top of the key, a three on the way from Ralston, off the back of the rim. Long rebound on the baseline, chased down by Kylie Coleman for Northwest. Coleman will give it up for Haggard, who works it to the right side. Williams on the wing, top of the key for Coleman. Thought about a long shot instead to Williams in the right corner. Meyer steps back, takes a shot with her toes on the arc, no good, off the back of the rim. Long rebound to the free throw line for Ralston. Ahead to J.C. Kramer for Emporia State. 1:18 to play in the quarter. First quarter, 22-12 the lead for the Hornets. And now Callie Martin will back it out and set the offense with 15 on the shot clock. She'll work at the right side of the floor with the dribble. Got a screen. Now tries to take it all the way to hole. Knocked to the floor by Tupuwata. And she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. That'll be the first on Melee Tupuwata. And all four first quarter fouls against Northwest have resulted in free throw attempts for Emporia State. Two more coming here from Callie Martin, and the first one is good. Zoe Hayward checks into the lineup for Northwest. Haggard will get a breather here at the end of the first quarter. 1:04 to play in the first. Second free throw coming for Martin, and that one is good. If she hit both, then it's a 24-12 game. Emporia State leading the Northwest Missouri State women. Tupuwata between the circles, left. Now over to the right for Hayward. Hayward gets it to Williams. Tried to go inside to Meyer, overthrew the pass. And it's taken by Madison Ralston. Ralston ahead to Kramer. She'll back it out between the circles with 44 seconds to play in the first quarter. Now Kramer in the second center circle with it. Gets a screen, guarded by Williams. Goes down the right side of the lane, up with a shot blocked away by Tupuata. It goes out of bounds. And into the lineup for Northwest goes Mallory McConkey. Emporia will inbound baseline right. Miller will trigger it in. They've got 13 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Comes into the high post for Moala. Now she'll give it up at the free throw line to Miller, and Miller knocks down the shot from 15. 26-12, the lead for Emporia. 23 seconds to work with in the first quarter. No shot clock. Hayward in the lane, goes up with a shot, rolls around, falls out, and Miller with the rebound for Emporia State. So Emporia with a chance to work for the final shot of the quarter. Callie Martin not near midcourt, holding on to it. Now five on the clock. Martin gets the screen, drives down to the baseline, and is called for an offensive foul. Or actually, they're just going to say she lost it out of bounds. No foul call. So Northwest will inbound with 2.5 seconds to play in the first quarter. Inbounded to Macy Williams. Williams a couple of dribbles. Half court shot short. So at the end of the first quarter, 26-12, Emporia State leading the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Emporia State with the ball to start the second quarter. 26-12, their lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. They're working left to right as we look at it here at White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas. Callie Martin running the point over to the left side. J.C. Kramer now to the free throw line. Tyra Jones hands it to Martin. 15-footer on the way. Bounces around and out. Rebound scooped up by Emile Tupuata for Northwest Missouri State. Jalen Haggard sets the offense between the circles. Works it over to the left side now to Kylie Coleman. Coleman dribbling with it on the right. Gets it to the left for Haggard. Inside to Meyer. And Meyer tied up. So a foul call coming against Emporia State. It'll be Morgan Loudon. That'll be her first team foul in the second quarter.
Northwest really playing much better from the timeout midway through the first quarter to this point. Just got off to a really rough start. Hopefully they can overcome that.
McAndrews to the left side for Coleman. Lobs it in for Meyer. Meyer takes the dribble. Goes to the other side of the bucket. Hits the shot. Meyer with 4 points, and it's 26-14, Emporia State with a lead in the basketball. We're about a minute into the second quarter. On the right wing is Emily Miller. Miller down to the baseline, bumped by Coleman, but gets a pass over to Martin. Now to J.C. Kramer, left wing. Kramer will bring it to the free throw line. Shot fake there, now to Martin. Martin tries to drive. Underhanded layup hits the side of the backboard. She's knocked to the floor, and Martin will go to the free throw line. Kehlani Maaba called for her second foul. First foul of the second quarter for Northwest. Martin, 2 of 2 at the line so far. We'll get two more opportunities from there. The first of which is good. Maria Dentlinger takes the place of Maaba in the Northwest lineup.
Warriors State getting to the free throw line frequently in this first half and taking advantage of it now. 8 of 9 as a team.
Second free throw, in and out, no good. Detlinger with the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Haggard. She'll dribble it across midcourt, works it to Detlinger, top of the key. Now over to the right side, McAndrews to Meyer. Meyer dribbles it over to the right, spins, goes up with the shot off the glass, no. And the rebound underneath for Morgan Loudon for Emporia State. Outlet goes to Martin. She'll try a drive, bumped again. Hits the bottom of the backboard with the shot. And the rebound to Northwest as Jalen Haggard comes away with it. We'll work it ahead on the left side to Coleman. Down to the baseline, into the lane, up with a shot, got it to go. And Coleman's going to get a three-point play opportunity. Drawing a foul on Emily Miller. That'll be the first on Miller. Coleman scores her first point. We'll get a chance to add to it with one.
Coleman did a great job recognizing she had a great lane to the bucket off that left baseline, just turned on the jets and able to get in, get the shot down, and get to the free throw line.
Brittany Kramer and Tatum Graves checking in for Emporia, seeing their first action. Marissa Preston checks back in for the Hornets. Free throw no good for Coleman, and Emporia State out of there with the rebound as Emily Miller rips it off the glass, gets it out to Preston, now to Miller on the right wing. She gets the screen, brings it to the free throw line. Now on the pick and roll, down to Graves. Shot on the way, and good for Tatum Graves. Quickly, Graves gets her first points coming into the ball game, and it's a 29-16 lead for Emporia with 7:50 to play in the first half. Now on the left side, McAndrews works it to Haggard between the circles. Over to the right side, gets a screen from Detlinger. Now down to the baseline, up with the floater. Good for Haggard. 10 in the first half for Haggard. It's 29-18. Emporia State with the lead in the ball. On the left side, Kramer on the drive. Shot hits the bottom of the backboard. And a rebound for Northwest. Haggard out of there with it. Leads to break down the right side of the floor. Now to McAndrews between the circles. Over to the left for Coleman. Coleman, top of the key. Haggard on to the left, Detlinger. Now to McAndrews on the right wing. Looks inside for Meyer. Not there. Over to Haggard on the left wing. She takes a dribble. Now to Coleman. Over to the right side. McAndrews tries to get it inside, but Tanya Meyer called for an offensive foul. Fighting for position for Northwest. And for Meyer, that'll be her first, team second.
One area that Northwest struggled early in this game was on the board. They were getting out rebounded badly about the first 5 minutes of this game. But since that point, they've really tightened things up. Just now it's a 13-9 deficit on the boards, but Northwest doing a much better job rebounding, especially going back to that timeout midway through the first half. From that point on, again, they've done a much better job of limiting Emporia State to just, for the most part, one shot down the floor.
Emily Miller gets to the free throw line, stumbles on the drive, loses the ball, and it's picked up by Jalen Haggard. Bearcats need to take advantage. Coleman on the left side, now to Haggard between the circles. Emporia State with a 29-18 lead. Screen at the top of the key, Haggard to the free throw line, kicks it out right side McAndrews. Now inside to Meyer, a dribble and a shot. Good for Tanya Meyer. Six for Meyer. So it's 23 to play in the first half, 29-20. Emporia with the lead in the ball. Over to the right side, Emily Miller gets a screen. Wanted to go on the pick and roll. Nothing there. Takes the 15-footer and knocks it down. Miller with 8 points in this first half. Again, coming off the bench, averaging 11.5 points a game for Emporia. 31-20, the lead for the Hornets. And now Haggard went to throw a pass to Tanya Meyer on the right side. And she had turned to go down and set a screen down on the block. So it sails out of bounds, and Mallory McConkey will check back into the Bearcat lineup and take the place of Kylie Coleman. Emporia State with it. Marissa Preston over to the right side, hands it for Miller. Now Miller to the left, top of the key pass for Loudon. Inside she goes to Tatum Graves. Up and under move by Graves. Shot no good. Rebound for Meyer on the backside. Outlet will go to Haggard. And she'll be met at midcourt by Marissa Preston. Over to Meyer, right side. Now to McConkey near the sideline. She looks at a couple of cutters. Nothing there. Now out to Haggard. Over to the right for McAndrews. McAndrews guarded by Kramer. Kicks it out left side. Quick three from Haggard. Nothing but net. Jalen Haggard with her third three of the game. She has 13 points, averaging 12 on the season. And it's a 31-23 game. Emporia with a lead in the ball. Over to the left side, Kramer with it. Gets it to Preston. Preston gets the screen. Into the lane she goes. Up with the underhanded layup right side. No good. Meyer the rebound for Northwest. Cats trying to chip away at what was a double-digit lead for Emporia State as we go inside 5 minutes to play in the first half. Meyer over to McConkie on the right. Now to Meyer at the top of the key. Down the lane she goes. Up with the one-handed shot. No good. Rebound underneath for Graves for Emporia State. Outlet will go to Preston. Ahead to Miller. Three-pointer from the right corner. No good, but Kramer there to take the air ball, but she misses the follow. And the rebound for Meyer inside for Northwest. And a timeout for Bearcat head coach Buck Shield. With 4:24 to play in the first half, 31-23, the lead for Emporia State over Northwest Missouri State. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 4:15 to play in the first half. Emporia leads at 31-23. Dentlinger over to the right for Macy Williams. Williams will try the drive down toward the baseline. Kick into the corner, McConkie. She's into the lane with the dribble. Onto the left, Dentlinger takes the three. That's off to the right. Rebound underneath is tipped by Tubawana, but J.C. Kramer will control it for the Hornets. Now Kramer on the right side, leaves it on the wing. Gets it for Martin. Now Martin back to Kramer. She'll back it out between the circles. Checks the clock, 15 on the shot clock. Out to the right side, Martin. She'll bring it over to the left side for Callie Martin. Now down the left side of the lane goes Loudon. Spin move. Shot no good. But a foul. Well, send her to the free throw line. This one on Mele Tubawana. That'll be the second on Tubawana. That'll be the seventh foul overall for Northwest in this game. And all but one of those fouls have resulted in free throw attempts for Emporia.
Northwest playing much better in this second quarter, outscoring Emporia 11-5, and Emporia State just 2 of 9 from the field in the second quarter and only 4 rebounds.
Now 9 of 11 at the free throw line. Really, that's the difference in the game with a 9-point lead for the Hornets at 3:37 to play in this first half. The second free throw is good for Morgan Loudon. Now we have an official coming toward the sideline, and I think he's talking about there's a flash somewhere. Somebody may be taking pictures with the flash. And so he's talking with one of the administrators here at the auditorium about the situation and what to do about it. I thought I noticed the flash on that last shot, but I thought maybe it was just me.
Well,
the administrator.
Sure, there it is again.
He went over and was talking with the newspaper guy here from the Emporia Gazette, asking him if he's got anybody taking pictures. He says no. So they're trying to figure out where this flash is coming from before they get back into action here.
And it really is something that can be that is something that will help make you lose your train of thought a little bit. It seems to be a very bright flash.
Well, we have a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Tonight's game underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing, as well as Northwest Cell carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. Well, they've talked to just about everybody with a phone, or a camera around their neck, so hopefully they've got it figured out and we're ready to get back to basketball. Northwest will have the ball. They're trailing 33-23 with 3:36 to play in the first half. Pass goes ahead to McConkie on the left wing. Top of the key for Williams. Fakes left, goes right into the corner. Dentlinger will take a three. That one misses left. Rebound tipped into the lane, and it's controlled by Morgan Loudon for Emporia State. Loudon will hand it for J.C. Kramer. She'll dribble it to the left wing, gets a screen, and brings it to the free throw line. Out to the right side for Martin. Martin on the drive to the left, shot no good. Rebound for Tupuwata for Northwest. Lost the handle on it, but it goes right to Jalen Haggard, who will bring it up the floor for the Cats. 3 minutes to play in the first half. Northwest down by 10. Right side, Williams goes inside to Tupuwata, who has it knocked away from behind. Tatum Graves got a hand on it. Now Tanya Meyer will come into the lineup and take the place of Tupuwata. So the inbound coming on the baseline right for Northwest. They've got 15 seconds on the shot clock. Comes into Williams, right side. She brings it to the free throw line. Out to Haggard, left wing. Haggard on a drive. Dentlinger, baseline right, 10-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound. Thought we were going to have a tie-up, but coming out of there with it is Emily Miller for Emporia State. Fought off Meyer and McConkie for that board. Now over to the left goes Martin. Hands it for Kramer on the wing. Kramer over to the right side. Kicks it out to Miller. Miller will bring it back to the left. Down the lane she goes. Up puts the shot. Off the glass. No good. Great block out by Dentlinger. Able to keep Tatum Graves away from the basketball and pull down the rebound. So Northwest with it. Chance to bring the lead back to single digits for Emporia State. Right side, Williams steps back, takes a three, misses that left. Meyer, the rebound, the follow off the left is good for Sonya Meyer. 8 points for Meyer, 33-25. Emporia with the lead in the basketball. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Over to the right side, Callie Martin. Dribbles on the wing, brings it to the top of the key. Now onto the right side for Miller. Miller into the lane, kicks it into the corner. Loudon faked the three, drives, tried to kick it out, throws it into the Bearcat bench, and Northwest forces the turnover as Kylie Coleman and Mallory McAndrews will come back into the lineup for the Cats with 1:43 to play in the first half.
After the first 4 minutes of this game, Northwest really outplaying Emporia State in most every category, and hopefully got a minute 42 left. They can finish things off there on a nice little run.
Haggard across midcourt, works it over to Dentlinger on the right side. Now to McAndrews. Inside to Meyer, a couple of dribbles, a shot up, too strong, got her own rebound, brings it out, kicks it to Coleman. She'll bring it to the left wing with a dribble. Now to Meyer, top of the key, a three on the way, good for Tanya Meyer. Meyer with her first three-pointer of the game, she has 11 points total, and it's a five-point lead for Emporia State. Hornets with the basketball, and 1:10 to play in the first half. Over to the left side, on the wing is Loudon, hands it for Kramer. Kramer will try the drive again, up with the runner, get off the glass for J.C. Kramer. First points of the game for Kramer, 35-28 the lead for Emporia, Northwest with the basketball. Haggard over to the left side with a dribble, now to Meyer. Thought about a three, drives with it, floater off the glass, good for Tanya Meyer. 13 for Meyer, 35-30, Emporia State with a lead in the ball. 40 seconds to play in the first half. Callie Martin calls out the play from the center circle for the Hornets. Works it left side with a screen. Now to the top of the key, Graves. Over to the right side, Kramer takes a three. Got it to go. So Kramer scores on back-to-back trips down the floor. Her first points of the game. Five of them total, and now an 8-point lead for Emporia State. 15 seconds to play in the half. Northwest with it. Haggard out near the center circle. Time hits 10. She'll set the play in motion. Gets the screen, working it to the right side. Now goes on a drive. Layup right. Good. Haggard hits the shot. A quick inbound for Emporia. Kramer doesn't get the shot off in time, missed it anyway. And at the half, it's 38-32, and Emporia State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back with more from Emporia, Kansas, right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Back in Emporia, Kansas, at the half of the women's matchup, 38-32. Emporia State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. And, John, really a pretty good first half for the Northwest women.
No doubt about it. And I think really the biggest difference, we talked about it before the tip-off, the atmosphere at Wyatt Auditorium in Northwest was such a young team, and a lot of players have not experienced the atmosphere here. And I think the first 4 minutes was a case of Northwest getting used to this. And once they came out of that timeout there in the first quarter, they came out much more composed, attacked the basket much better on the offensive side, did a good job on the boards, both offensively and defensively. From that point on, played a very good basketball game.
And really, they needed to. You talked about how the importance of a fast start was there. They didn't have that, but they were able to at least make up for that.
And really, the difference is you look at the stats right now, just free throw line, and Emporia State getting to the line much more than Northwest and taking advantage of it.
Northwest, or rather, Emporia with the lead over Northwest, 38-32 at the half. The men's teams will meet up a little bit later on this evening, and we'll take a look at that matchup when we come back. In 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at HomeBySonya.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Back in Emporia, Kansas, 38-32, the halftime score. The Northwest Missouri State women trailing Emporia State. The two men's teams will meet up a little bit later on this evening, and joining us now is Northwest men's associate head coach Austin Meyer. Austin, a pretty important week this week with this couple of games over here in Kansas, but even more so, 3 weeks weeks left in the regular season. It seems like it's flown by. It was just yesterday we were in Kentucky watching that Lincoln Memorial game. But these last 3 weeks of the season, how important are they in general to a basketball team?
Yeah, very important. You know, we always talk about wanting to be playing your best towards the end of the season going into the tournament. And like you said, yeah, it comes on you fast. We always talk about once you get into conference how quick it goes. But, you know, playing two games a week, and it flies by. And we're definitely at that point now. Obviously, these are two huge road games this week. Tough places to play. And, you know, like we talked about last week, you know, with the host in the region in the back of our mind, you know, positioning for the postseason, there's no game that's not important at this point in the season.
This would seem like, if you're looking at it from the outside, one of those that would make coaches nervous as a game that players might look past. But you guys have really set up a culture to try to avoid that in any situation. And since it's a Wednesday rather than a Thursday, which we've seen a lot this year, a couple of days to prepare, are those things going to help make sure your team's focused tonight?
Yeah, I think so. And like you said, I feel like we have, as a team, done a good job of just what's the next game. You know, we don't talk about Saturday or beyond what's happening today. You know, I was on the road recruiting yesterday, but it sounded like we had a really good focused practice going into today, and that's all our guys are looking forward to right now is another opportunity to get better, another opportunity to compete in a tough environment. It's always tough to play here, you know, whatever their record is. They're always a tough team on their home court. They do a lot of different things offensively and defensively, so just got to come out and be us and play with that much more energy. We're going to be without Xavier again. You know, our energy guy, we've talked about him. You know, when he's not in, we lose that you know, that he brings to the table, not just from a defensive standpoint, making right plays offensively, but just that extra juice night in, night out.
It sounds like where your team's at right now is we've seen it play well defensively. We've seen it play with energy. We've seen it play well offensively, but doing that on a consistent basis. Is that fair to say where you guys are at right now?
Yeah, I mean, we felt like, you know, Lindenwood, for most of that game, we felt like we were pretty consistent in most areas. You know, we built a pretty big lead. They were a team as well that did a lot of different things defensively, so it was kind of take what teams get you. We saw Brett, you know, getting that ISO mode there at the head of the key. They didn't really help, and he went and scored. But I think one big thing, especially going to this game, will be defensive rebounding. I guess we talk about it every game. You know, the games that we've lost, Southern, Kearney, teams really beat us up on the glass, and this is a team that's, you know, probably better offensive rebounding team than those teams are. So, you know, we stress how important it is to get a body on guys and keep them out of the paint. Go get, you know, 50-50 balls, two-handed rebounds in crowds. Those are going to be very big plays tonight.
This is an Emporia State team. A lot of losses on the record, but a lot of single-digit losses. There's a double overtime loss in there a couple of weeks ago. It seems like this is a team that is at least challenging their opponents.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been, like you said, a lot of close games. They just had some games where they couldn't finish. So we know they're a capable team. They're talented, well coached, and it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be easy. But like I said earlier, we want to do what we do. You know, we have our scouting report, our preparation. You know, they're going to attack the basket. They're going to run their ball screen stuff. They're going to pound the offensive glass. And we know going into what the other team's going to do. We want to be prepared for scouting report tendencies, all that. But it comes down to us playing with energy, flying around actively, defensively, all five guys, not three or four in a possession, but all five guys. Shot goes up, all five guys walking out, you know, getting to the glass, get sprinting back, defensive transition, just the things that we work on from day one. And sometimes that can get tough we're pretty simple with what we do in practice, our shell drill, our guard the ball, and it can get monotonous, you know, here we go again. And so that's a big challenge to us as coaches, is to just stress every day how important these little things are. Can we get a little bit better every day at these little things? And if you do enough of the little things well, they turn into big things, you know, we can still grow.
All right, Austin, get one tonight.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State Men's Associate Head Coach. They'll match up with Emporia State a little bit later on this evening here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Right now we're at the half of the women's game, 38-32. Emporia's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll come back and look at some first half stats right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prennery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
We're back in Emporia, Kansas, 38-32. Emporia State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. As we look at some first half numbers, Bearcats with a couple of players in double-digit scoring in that first half. Jalen Haggard with 15. She was 6 of 7 from the field, 3 of 4 from three-point range. Tanya Meyer with 13 first-half points. She also led all rebounders with 6 in the first half. A couple of points apiece for Kylie Coleman and Mele Tupuwata rounding out the scoring for the Cats. On the other side for Emporia State, 8 points out of Marissa Preston leads them. She was 2 of 2 from three-point range, 2 of 2 from the free-throw line to score her 8 points. 6 points apiece for Emily Miller and Morgan Loudon. Also 3 points for Kelly Martin and Kyla Jones. And a couple of points for Tatum Graves rounding out the scoring. Northwest actually shooting a bit better from the field overall. 14 of 28. They were 4 of 10 from 3-point range. Emporia State 12 of 28 from the field. 4 of 8 from 3-point range. The difference coming at the free throw line. Northwest 0 of 2 at the free throw line. Emporia State 10 of 12 in the first half. So there's a look at some of the numbers. Northwest Missouri State and Emporia State on the women's side. Emporia with a 38-32 halftime lead. Back with the second half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeDeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in Emporia, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State will have the ball to start the second half. A little bit of a change in the second half starters for Northwest from the first half. Kylie Coleman starting the second half in place of Mallory McConkie, who started the ball game for Northwest. Jalen Haggard with it for the Cats as they work left to right here at White Auditorium. On the left side to McAndrews, down to Coleman, around to the right for Haggard. Haggard with it on the wing, gets it up for Meyer, down to the baseline, up with the runner, in and out, no good. And then on the rebound, Kehlani Maiava going over the back of Tyra Jones, and that'll be the third on Maiava. First foul of this second half for either team. And that'll have Maria Dentlinger checking in, but didn't get to the table in time. So an inbound for Emporia State. Top of the key, Jones with it. Works it over to the right side for Preston. Now to Kramer, top of the key. On to the left side for Wayne. Back to the top, this time Loudon on the drive. Left-handed shot is good for Morgan Loudon. Six for Loudon, 40-32. The lead for Emporia State over the Northwest Missouri State women. Maiava with it on the right side. Gives it up for Coleman. Coleman with a dribble. Now to Haggard between the circles. Haggard onto the left side for Coleman. She's got it on the wing. Top of the key for Meyer. Inside, Maiava goes up with the shot. No good off the glass. Rebound tipped around all the way out between the circles. Chased down by Jessica Wayne. Wayne will take it all the way the other way. She trips. And they're going to end up calling a foul against Northwest when it really looked like she tripped on the floor. Kylie Coleman will catch the foul for Northwest. That'll be her first. And now Dentlinger will come into the lineup for the Cats in place of Maiava. Coach Buck Shield making the point to the officials as well that she fell on her own, tripping on her toe on the floor. It was pretty clear as day. So the inbound will come baseline left side for Emporia. Preston gets it in on the block to Loudon, who then hands it to Kramer, cutting to the basket. She misses the layup, and the rebound for Tanya Meyer. Northwest quickly ahead to McAndrews. Now to Haggard between the circles. Over to the left side, Coleman. Coleman over to the right. Dentlinger now to the wing. Haggard looks inside at Meyer, posting up, gets it into her. Dribble, hook shot by Meyer off the front of the rim, and the rebound for Morgan Loudon for Emporia State. Now Preston across midcourt right side. To the top of the key for Wayne. Kick out to the left. Loudon takes a three. It's short. Rebound and follow is good for Jessica Wayne. 7 points for Wayne. 42-32 the lead for Emporia. A couple of minutes into the second half here at White Auditorium. On the left side, Meyer on the wing. Now between the circles, McAndrews. Over to the right side for Coleman. Over to the top of the key, McAndrews. On to the left she goes. Now into the corner for Haggard. Back up top, Coleman on the drive, up with the floater, and it's good. Kylie Coleman with 4 points, matching her season average. And we've got 7:44 to play in the third quarter. 42-34, the lead for Emporia State. Hornets also with the basketball. Top of the key, Loudon takes the three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped inside. Loudon got a hand on it, and it's controlled by Tyra Jones, who will kick it out to Marissa Preston, and Emporia State will reset. Now to the left side for Kramer. On the drive, nice pass across to Jones. Jones hits the layup. She has 5 points. And it's 44-34. Emporia with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Haggard over to the right side of the floor after a screen from Meyer. Now to Coleman, top of the key. Coleman over to Meyer, left side. 10-footer on the way. Good for Tanya Meyer. That's 15 for Meyer. And it is a 44-36 game. Emporia State with the lead in the ball. 6:54 to play in the third quarter. Wayne looks down inside, able to get it there for Jones. Jones with the up and under move, shot off the glass. Good for Tyra Jones. Didn't see a lot of action in the first half. That was 7 points, about half her season average, and it's back to a 10-point lead for Emporia. Northwest Missouri State with it. Coleman on the right side. Out to Haggard between the circles. 6.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Haggard to the free throw line. Open 15-footer. Good for Jalen Haggard. That's 17 for Haggard. And Emporia quickly the other way. J.C. Kramer in the lane. Puts the shot off the glass. Kramer with 7 points. And it's right back to a 10-point Emporia State lead. 6:07 to play in the third quarter. On the right side is Coleman. Coleman gives it up for McAndrews. A three from the corner. In and out. No good. But the rebound and follow is good for Tanya Meyer. Meyer trying to take it to another level here in the third quarter for Northwest. She has 17. 48-40, the lead for Emporia State. Top of the key, Kramer works it over to the left side for Loud. Now down to Jones. Drives through the lane. Reverse layup. Tyra Jones. That's 9 for Jones. And it's right back to a 10-point lead for Emporia State. Jalen Haggard with it for Northwest. Haggard working over to the left side. Works a pass now to Coleman on the right. Inside to Meyer. Meyer spins. Shot over Jones. Good for Tanya Meyer. That's 19 for Meyer. 5:12 to play in the third quarter. It's a 50-42 game. Emporia State with a lead in the basketball. Pass goes inside to Loudon. Down to Jones. Kick out. Top of the key. A three on the way from Preston. It's good from Marissa Preston. Her third three-pointer of the game. And it's a 53-42 lead for Emporia. Northwest Missouri State with the ball inside. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Haggard working with it between the circles. Now over to Coleman, left side, on the wing, inside to Meyer, a dribble, a shot with the left hand, good for Tanya Meyer.
I really like the way she's attacking the basket in the post tonight, very aggressive and it's paying off for her.
Meyer with 21 points tonight, 53-44, Emporia's lead, Jones inside, hook shot, no good, got her own rebound, then has it knocked away, and McAndrews will control it for Northwest. Mallory McAndrews dribbles across midcourt. Gets it to Haggard near the center circle. She'll get a screen from Meyer on the right side. Now gives it top of the key for Detlinger. Coleman dribbles over to the right wing, hands it for Haggard. Haggard toward the middle of the floor, now back to the right, gives it for McAndrews. She dribbles to the free throw line, gets it back out to Haggard. Two on the shot clock. Haggard into Meyer, got the shot off, and it's good. Right as the shot clock sounds, 23 for Tanya Meyer. 3:43 to play in the third quarter. Quickly the other way, a layup missed by Jessica Wayne. Rebound for Kylie Coleman. A two-on-two over to the right. McAndrews takes the three. That one rattles out. And Jessica Wayne, the rebound for Emporia State. She'll get it ahead to Kramer. Kramer drives into the lane, all the way through the lane, out of the corner. Brings it out to the wing, puts up a three, and it's good. J.C. Kramer with her second three of the game and a timeout for Emporia State. A 10-point lead for the Hornets, 3:19 to play in the third quarter. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Emporia, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Emporia State with a 10-point lead, 3:11 to play in the third quarter. Mele Tupuwata trapped in the corner and a 5-count. We'll give it back to Emporia State after a timeout. 3:06 to play, still 56-46 Emporia State. We'll be back to Emporia, Kansas in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Back in Emporia, Kansas, 56-46, the lead for Emporia over Northwest Missouri State. 3:06 to play in the third quarter. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Emporia State with the ball out of the break. As we hit 3 minutes to play, they dribble with it on the right side. That's Callie Martin. Now inside it goes, and a foul from behind. The ball was caught by Tiana Moala, and foul call against Mele Tupuwata. That'll be the third on Tupuwata. 13 foul in this third quarter. And an inbound for Emporia on the baseline right. Inbound over to Martin. Gets it out toward the top of the key for Wayne. Wayne dribbles over to the left side on the wing. Now between the circles, Martin over to the right side. Ralston. Back top, J.C. Kramer with it there. Now to the left for Martin. Martin tried to drive baseline, cut off by Haggard, brings it back to the top. Shot fake by Ralston. She drives, nothing there. Kick out to Wayne, six on the shot clock. Wayne tries to drive, nice spin move, and then up the left hand. Just to Wayne, nine. And it's a 58-46 lead for Emporia State. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 2:17 to play in the third quarter. Hayward works it over to the left side for Haggard. Now back over to Hayward on the right wing. She'll take a dribble to Haggard between the circles. Left side, Williams. She has it on the wing. Into the high post as Emporia State has switched to a zone defense. Shot by Meyer, no good, but she draws the foul. We'll go to the free throw line for two. Foul on Tiana Moala. That'll be her second. And the move to the zone for Emporia State, trying to combat the success Northwest is having inside with Tanya Meyer.
I think Northwest did a good job recognizing that 2-3, and Tanya's still able to get the ball inside and force the foul, get to the free throw line.
And the first free throw good for Meyer. That's 24 points for her. A second free throw coming for Tanya Meyer as Maria Dentlinger gets set to check back in. And the second free throw good for Meyer as well. Tupuwata will go to the sideline for the Cats. 58-48, 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Emporia State with a lead in the ball. Pass over to the left side and a travel call as Callie Martin had hesitated. Jalen Haggard stepped into the passing lane and Martin didn't want to throw it but had to, but got called for the travel and Northwest will get it back. As Kylie Coleman and Mallory McAndrews come back into the lineup in place of Williams and Hayward. Haggard across the timeline with the dribble. Works it over to the right side on the wing for Coleman. Coleman now over to the left. McAndrews gives it up for Haggard. Haggard will bring it to the high post. Give it up for Dentlinger. 10-footer good for Maria Dentlinger. That shot right there along the baseline from about 10, 12 feet out has been the bread and butter of Maria Dettlinger throughout her career. Her first points, an 8-point lead for Emporia State. Hornets with the basketball. Kramer top of the key, fakes the pass left, dribbled to the right. Now backs it out, one-handed pass to Wayne. Wayne back to Kramer. Inside, cutting to the bucket, Martin. Shot off the glass, and good for Martin. 5 for Martin, 60-50 the lead for Emporia. 105 to play in the third. Haggard over to the left for Meyer. Now to Coleman, top of the key. Onto the right side for McAndrews. McAndrews to the top of the key for Coleman. Gets a screen from Meyer. Now gets it to her on the pick and roll, and it's taken away. Callie Martin got a hand on it. Fell to the floor. Still able to get it to Jessica Wayne. Wayne into the lane. Backs it out. Now to Kramer, top of the key. Over to the right side for Martin. Top of the key, Wayne. Back right. This time it's Ralston. She'll take the three. In and out, no good. And Dentlinger the rebound for Northwest with a half a minute to play in the third quarter. About a second difference between the shot and game clock, so Haggard will walk it across midcourt. Northwest will work the clock as much as possible. Down 60-50. Haggard takes a look up. Shot clock hits 10. Haggard sets the play in motion over to the left side. Now to Meyer. Meyer open, takes the three. That's off left. Rebound for J.C. Kramer. 4 to play in the quarter. Kramer on the drive all the way to the bucket. Up with the shot. An offense, or excuse me, a blocking foul call, even though Tanya Meyer had turned the other direction and got hit square in the back. She gets called for the foul, so there will be one free throw attempt for J.C. Kramer with nobody around the lanes with the quarter over in terms of time, but one more free throw coming to end this third quarter. The free throw by Kramer, in and out, no good. So now we're at the end of the third, 63-50 to lead for Emporia State over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs alternate truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Emporia State with the ball to start the fourth quarter. A drive by Ralston on the right side and a block by Maria Dentlinger blocks the shot out of bounds. So an inbound coming for Emporia State. Morgan Loudon checks into the lineup along with Tyra Jones just 15 seconds into this fourth quarter. Inbound coming from Emily Miller. Comes into Jones. Now hands it to Miller at the free throw line. She goes down the lane. Spins with it. Gets it down to Jones. Shot off the glass. Good for Tyra Jones. 11 for Jones. 64-50 the lead for Emporia State. Northwest Missouri State with it. Between the circles, Haggard. Right side to Coleman. She's on the wing. Guarded by Miller. Now top of the key, Dentlinger. Over to the left, McAndrews. Fires it inside and it's taken away. The steal for Jessica Wayne. They'll try to take it all the way to the hole. Spins, shot off the glass. Good for Jessica Wayne. 11 for Wayne, 66-50. The lead for Emporia. 9:05 to go in the ball game. Pass over to the right side is tipped. Emily Miller got a hand on it. goes out of bounds. The Northwest will inbound in front of the scorer's table.
Emporia State right now on an 8-0 run. This coming after Northwest to cut it down to single digits, an 8-point deficit.
Inbound comes to Haggard out near midcourt. Haggard will set the offense, work it over to the right side on the wing. Now to Coleman between the circles, over to the left, Dettlinger in the corner, inside to Meyer, takes a dribble, reverse layup, no good, too strong, and now just Wayne with the rebound for Emporia. Wayne into the lane with it, knocked away by Meyer, but it's picked up by Jones. Jones goes out to the left side to Loudon. Now near the center circle for Callie Martin, who sets the offense for the Hornets. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Martin trying to direct some traffic. Spread out her offense. 9 in the shot clock as she sets it in motion. Over to the right side, now to the top of the key. Loudon looked inside to Jones, not there. Gives it up for Wayne on the drive. Runner, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and they're going to call a shot clock violation against Emporia. As Kehlani Maiava checks back into the lineup for Northwest, Meyer goes to the sideline with 8:16 to play. Haggard across midcourt with the dribble for Northwest. Gets it over to the left side, McAndrews. McAndrews now to Haggard. Long three for Haggard. Nothing but net. Jalen Haggard with her fourth three of the game.
One way to beat the 2-3 zone.
Haggard with 20 points. Pass over to the left side. Knocked away by Kylie Coleman out of bounds. Emporia will inbound. Game underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln and Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, as well as Pittsburgher's Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. Inbound for Emporia between the circles is Morgan Loudon. Over to the left side, Martin on the wing. Lobs it down low to Jones, guarded by Maiava. Into the lane, hook shot, and it's Tyra Jones doing most of her damage in this second half. She has 13 points, and it's a 68-53 lead for Emporia State. Haggard drives, hesitates, now tries to finish it, gives it to Maiava, shot off the glass right side, good for Kehlani Maiava. First 2 points for Maiava, and it's a 68-55 game. Emporia State with the lead in the ball. 7:12 to play. On the right side, Wayne brings it over to the left elbow, kicks it out top of the key for Loudon. On to the right, Martin, inside to Jones. Jones, ball knocked away by Maiava. They're going to call a held ball, and a possession will give it to Northwest Missouri State with 7:01 to play.
I have a couple good sequences there. First getting the bucket on the offensive side, and then coming down and forcing the play defensively.
Tanya Meyer will check back in for Northwest. Take the place of Maria Dettlinger. And the Bearcats will have it down by 13. 8 seemed to be the magic number, or has been so far anyway. The Cats have gotten to within 8 several times, but have not been able to break that threshold. Top of the key, Meyer. Bounce pass down low, Maiava. Fakes right, goes left. Shot too strong. Rebound tapped out, and Haggard will chase it down between the circles. Down to the baseline, Maiava with a shot fake. Drive, shot off the glass. Good for Kehlani Maiava. That's 4 for Maiava, and it's a 68-57 lead for Emporia State. 6:27 to go. Out top of the key is Loudon. Swings around to the left side, Martin. Now back up top, that's Wayne. Around to the right side, Morgan Loudon. To the top of the key for Wayne. Drives. Gets it over to Jones on the block left. The dribble, an up and under move. Underhanded layup, won't go. Rebound and follow good on the right side by Martin Loudon. That's 8 for Loudon. And it's 70-57 Emporia State. Northwest with it, 5:57 to go. Right side, McAndrews. Skip across to the left. A 3 on the way from Haggard off the front of the rim. Long rebound picked up by Emily Miller for Emporia State. Miller into the lane, stops. Jumper from 14 for Emily Miller. A 10 for Miller. And it's 72-57 Emporia with the lead. 5.5 minutes to go as Haggard works it to the left side. Now to Coleman between the circles. Gets it back over to Haggard. Left wing open again. A 3 on the way. That one rattles out. And the rebound for Tyra Jones for Emporia State. Martin across midcourt with the dribble for the Hornets. Brings it to the free throw line. The floater on the way. No good. Rebound. Jones fights it away from Maiava. And kicks it out top of the key to Jessica Wayne. Now Martin will take the pass to set the offense for the Hornets. Dribbling toward the right side. Hands it off for Miller. Miller to the elbow. Up with the shot. In and out. No good. Rebound for Tanya Meyer for Northwest. The Cats get a stop here as we're inside 5 minutes to play. Chance to cut into the lead. 72-57 for Emporia State. McAndrews with it right side. Now to Coleman. Top of the key. Open. Will take a three. That's off the back of the rim. And a long rebound to Emily Miller for Emporia State. Miller over to the left side. Loudon down to the baseline. Spins into the lane. Shot off the glass. No good. Jones knocks the rebound. Oh. They're going to say it was off of Kylie Coleman. So it'll be Emporia ball when we come back. They lead Northwest 72-57. 4:26 to go. Back in 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Emporia State with the ball coming out of the timeout. They lead Northwest 72-57, 4:25 to play. Kramer throws a pass on the backside that is bobbled by Martin. She saves it inbounds to Kramer, who will bring it out to the center circle and set the offense for head coach Jory Collins. Now dribbles over to the left side, got a screen down to the lane and hits the shot on the left side. Kramer with 14 points, and it's 74-57 in Emporia State. 4 minutes to play as Haggard brings it across midcourt. Works it over to the left side, Coleman. Zone defense for Emporia. Been doing that since late in the third quarter. On to the left side it goes for Coleman. A three on the way. That one's off the back of the rim. Haggard the rebound, although falling out of bounds, tried to save it inbounds, and it's picked up by Jessica Wayne. Wayne goes inside to Ralston. A fadeaway by Ralston. It's good. Madison Ralston with her first points of the night. 76-57 Emporia. As the game's starting to get away from Northwest here. Haggard over to the right side for McAndrews. Inside to Meyer, who tried to go up with the shot. Draws a foul call on Tatum Graves. That'll be the first on Graves. And it'll send Tanya Meyer to the free throw line to shoot two. She is two for two from there. Cats as a team have only attempted four free throws tonight. Meyer's first is good. Maria Dentlinger will take the place of Kehlani Maiava. Meyer with 26 points tonight. The second one is good. So she hit both free throws. 27 now for Tanya Meyer. And it's a 76-59 lead for Emporia State. Hornets with the basketball. 3:12 to go. Top of the key with it is Grace. She'll work it over to the left side, Kramer, to the free throw line. Drops it down for Grace. Left side shot knocked away by Dentlinger. Loose ball along the baseline. Coleman will chase it down for Northwest. Get the outlet to Haggard. Cross midcourt with the dribble. Haggard between the circles. Brings it over to the left side. Now to the top of the key for Coleman. On to the right wing, McAndrews. McAndrews tried to go down low for Meyer. It is tipped out of bounds. An inbound coming for Northwest on the baseline right. Brittany Kramer checks in for Emporia along with Emily Miller. J.C. Kramer comes to the sideline along with Jessica Wayne. Inbound from Jalen Haggard. Now we've got a foul as Mallory McAndrews is knocked to the floor. Should be Tatum Graves called for this foul, and that's the case. That'll be the second on Graves. Second team foul against Emporia in this fourth quarter. Now an inbound left side. Haggard hits the three from the corner, and Jalen Haggard with 5 3-pointers tonight for Northwest. Over to the left side, pass tipped by Kylie Coleman, goes out of bounds, so Emporia State will inbound. 2:29 to go in this one, 76-62 the lead for Emporia State. Now between the circles is Miller. Miller to Ralston, top of the key. Swings around to the left side, Martin inside to Graves. Graves will kick it out, top of the key. Brittany Kramer with it there. She'll flip it to Martin. 8 on the shot clock. Martin goes on a drive after a screen. Kick into the quarter. Brittany Kramer takes a three. Misses it left. Meyer will chase down the rebound on the baseline for Northwest. Haggard across midcourt with the dribble as we hit 2 minutes to play. Over to the left side, McAndrews. McAndrews with one dribble to Dentlinger, top of the key. On to the right for Coleman. Coleman with a couple of dribbles over to the left side. Gives it for Haggard on the drive. Kick out to McAndrews. McAndrews on the wing to Coleman, top of the key. She'll drive with it, dribbles off her foot, and it was actually knocked out of bounds by Brittany Kramer. Officials getting a little bit of grief here. I can't say I blame them. I think that was a dribble off her foot, but anyway, Northwest will have it. 1:39 to go. It comes into Meyer right side. One on the shot clock. She does not get it off. Nice move by Meyer. She hit the shot, but didn't take it in time, and it'll go back to Emporia State, leading 76-62.
Just one little problem with that move.
90 seconds to play in this one. Martin between the circles for the Hornets. On to the left wing. It's it to Brittany Kramer. It's down low. Ralston with the six-footer. No good. And the rebound for Dentlinger on the backside for Northwest. That one will go to Haggard. Haggard over to Coleman. Coleman gives it out to the left side. McAndrews takes a three. That's too strong. Rebound for Callie Martin for Emporia State. Cross midcourt comes Martin. Martin will work it to Ralston as we go under a minute to play in the ball game. Top of the key it goes to Brittany Kramer. Now to Martin. Left side Ralston. She'll take a three. That's off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped out of the hands of Dentlinger and controlled by Emporia State. Martin, near the center circle, calls out the offense. Over to the right side. Miller gets the top of the key, Graves. On to the left side for Martin. Down low, Ralston tries a reverse layup. Hits the bottom of the backboard. Northwest with it. 23 seconds to go as Haggard brings it across midcourt. Haggard now on a backdoor cut gets it to Coleman. Shot by Coleman, no good. Graves with the rebound. And Emporia will have a chance to dribble this one out. 10 seconds to go, and the Hornets leading 76-62. Callie Martin backs it out near midcourt. Dribbles off the last couple of seconds. And a hard-fought game by Northwest Missouri State. But the win for Emporia State, 76-62. We'll be back with more from White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas, right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at MyMosaicLifeCare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square.
Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
We're back in Emporia, Kansas. A win for the Emporia State women's team over Northwest, 76-62. Reminder, tonight's game underwritten by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, along with Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville, Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart, and Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Swaddle and Brian Beertaler, proud supporters of Northwest. Bearcats fighting hard against Emporia State, staying within single digits a lot of the second half, but the 8-point mark seemed to be the mark that the Cats could not crack tonight as they end up with the loss 76-62. We're back with more on the postgame show right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Emporia, Kansas, after a 76-62 win by the Emporia State women over the Northwest Missouri State women. And, John, over the course of the years here at White Auditorium, we've really seen some embarrassing losses and some embarrassing games for Northwest, but as good as Emporia is, but tonight was not one of those.
No, it wasn't. Really, the big difference in the game was the first 4 minutes of this contest. We talked about the importance of getting off to a good start. Northwest with a very young team, a lot of players experiencing White Auditorium for the first time. Maybe a little bit intimidated for the first few minutes, but coming out of that media timeout in the first quarter, they were much more composed and played very well the rest of the way. They just couldn't quite get it done in the third quarter when they kept cutting the lead down to 8. Couldn't get that next defensive stop, and Emporia State able to get back to double digits and just able to come up with the victory. But overall, I think Northwest played a very good game this season.
We'll be back with the Extra Effort Award after tonight's 76-62 win for Emporia State over the Northwest women. Right after this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-9200. 0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Emporia, Kansas, Emporia State Women with a 76-62 win over the Northwest Missouri State Women. It is time for our Extra Effort Award, and John tonight looking toward the freshman point guard, Jalen Haggard.
Haggard ends up with 23 points. He had 4 assists, steal, also 9 of 12 from the field, 5 of 8 from a three-point range. Took some big buckets when Northwest really needed them in this ballgame, and she also had 4 rebounds. So overall, very solid performance. Now the freshman just keeps getting better in game after.
Northwest's other double-digit scorer was Tanya Meyer, who finished with 27 points. Did have a double-double with 11 rebounds as well. On the other side, 5 players in double-digit scoring for Emporia State, led by J.C. Kramer, who finished with 14 points. This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Again, our final in the women's matchup, 76-62, Emporia State with the win. The men's team's getting ready for their game. We'll do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri, and their homes are at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5-mile corner south of Maryville.